It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Jack Trice is a revered name in Iowa history. Trice became the first African-American athlete at Iowa State University in Ames, participating in both track and football. The plaque on Iowa State University's Jack Trice Stadium reads, "In memory of Jack Trice, who died October 8, 1923, of injuries received in the Ames-Minnesota football game." Josh and Lori Kugavi have been on a long hunt for Jack Trice's football jersey. They join us now. Hello, Josh and Lori.
Hi.
Hello.
And I understand Josh has a severe hearing impairment, and Lori, you'll be helping out with a little bit of translation as we have this conversation.
That's correct.
Before we get into the hunt for the jersey, remind us how Jack Trice died in 1923 and why we honor him today.
It was in the Minnesota game.
Which was his first major game.
Which was his first major game.
As he died as a result of injury.
And he died as a result of the injuries
that he suffered in the third quarter.
That he suffered in the third quarter of that game.
He was trying to make a tackle.
When he was trying to make a tackle.
He got trampled by three.
He got trampled by three Minnesota players.
And he died the following Monday.
And he died the following Monday. And people who were at the game
mentioned
that they didn't believe that there was any foul play.
And
that's what happened to him.
So you've been on a hunt for his jersey. What first started this hunt for Jack Trice's jersey?
Well, last year when we were marketing our Iowa State blanket, we made a trip to Iowa, and in that trip, we met a whole bunch of people who started to talk about this, that there might be this jersey in Wisconsin, and actually, it seemed like it was quite a good rumor that was going around, and when we got back to California, we were able to connect the dots a little bit, and then we just ended up doing a little more research, and we found this man that actually did have... jersey.
It was a jersey. Okay, this is not Jack Trice's jersey. This is the jersey of the team captain, a man by the name of Ira Young.
Yep, Ira Young.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And during that football game, the one in which, after which Jack Trice died in Minneapolis, Jack Trice was injured, and Ira Young was one of the people who actually carried Jack Trice off the field?
Yes, that's correct. He was one of the men that carried him off the field. Yeah.
And what does the jersey look like today?
Well, the colors are actually still very vivid. The gold is the very vivid gold. The friction strips are actually a grayish color, and there is a bright cardinal red number one on the back of it. And because it's almost 100 years old, obviously there's a lot of peeling and holes due to moths and whatnot, but it's still in pretty top condition, to say the least.
You said friction strips. Now, it's interesting. Friction strips, wide strips running down on the jersey, vertical strips running down the jersey. This was a new technology in the 20s, and these friction strips were designed kind of sticky to help you, what, hold on to the ball, right?
Right. It was a way for them to just kind of stick the ball better when you were running with the ball, correct.
Mm-hmm. And this particular jersey of the team captain, Ira Young, has some indication of the injury of Jack Trice on it, some blood?
Well, when we really look at it, there are these kind of rusty, dark stains on the jersey, and we wouldn't be surprised if one of them is blood. We would definitely would have to research a little bit more if it is the blood of Jack Trice, but right now, unfortunately, we probably couldn't even go that far because we'd have to find a member of Jack Trice's family and whatnot, but metaphorically, we could say that Jack Trice did touch it, and Ira Young helped him off the field, and it's still a strong connection to Jack Trice.
What is a jersey from this era of this particular type worth?
You would have to ask yourself, what is such an iconic piece of Iowa State history worth?
and the stuff is outside the Babe Ruth of Iowa State.
And Jack Trice is, to us, the Babe Ruth of Iowa State. And in 2 years of extensive research, this has been the best thing we have found to date.
Awesome lady. We're just so happy we could share it with the Iowa State community.
And ultimately, we are so thrilled and happy to share this with the Iowa State community.
Well, yes, priceless. Now, what will happen to the jersey? What are your plans with it?
Right now, we don't have a definitive answer for that, but we do have plans, and when we do have a definitive answer, it will be up on our website, and we will announce it. We will make it public with what is going to happen with the jersey.
Okay, and your website is kagavi.com, K-A-G-A-V-I.com. We'll post that on iowapublicradio.org. Thank you for talking with us. It's a fascinating story. Josh and Lori Kagavi, they found a jersey from 1923, not belonging to Jack Trice, but to the team captain, Ira Young, a jersey from a Cyclone history from 1923.